Andrea Cordonnier packed her four kids in the family van and zoomed out of Ottawa a week ago. Her goal, the West Coast in 9 weeks or bust. We checked in with Andrea before her summer road trip began, and we'll keep in touch with her until she dips her toes into the Pacific. Today, we've reached her on the shore of Lake Superior at Sleeping Giant Provincial Park. Hi, Andrea.
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
I'm well, but more importantly, how are you?
Well, you know what? We don't have umbrellas out today. It's about 26 degrees, light breeze, bright blue skies. So I'd say we're doing fairly well.
It sounds wonderful. How was your beach day today?
Well, it was fabulous, and it was really just what the doctor ordered. We've been chasing storms, and lots of lightning, lots of thunder, and lots of rain. So amazingly, every time we've decided to stop, the heavens have kind of cleared enough for us to get outside and enjoy it, and a little stormy at night, and then yesterday it just is beautiful, and so we decided to stay an extra day here to just sit in the beach and relax today. So
tell us a bit more about Sleeping Giant Provincial Park. I've heard a lot about it. Describe it for us.
Sure. It's I'm actually calling you from inside the lodge at the visitor center, which is absolutely fabulous. You know, it's the typical wood beam lodge with stone floors and the big stone fireplace and lots of stuffed animals. The park itself is set about 35 kilometers off the highway, so you have to go in a little bit. Nice, beautiful sand beach with a couple of playgrounds for the kids to be in. Probably not as spectacular as some of the other sites that we saw a little further up Lake Superior, but very, very family friendly, and it's quite full because of the weekend. So,
and the reason why it's called Sleeping Giant is because what? There's a rock formation that looks like a giant?
Is, and from the park, you actually don't get the best view. We kind of see the backside of the giant, not his butt, but the backside of him in profile a bit. And as we go apparently down the highway a little bit better, we're going to see him, his reclining position. But not many people can say that they slept with a giant last night.
Well, I was going to say kids love giants. What did your kids have to say?
Yeah, they kind of get it, but they're just more happy to be on the beach more than anything. And also, there seem to be a lot less bugs here, a lot less flies, and a lot less mosquitoes. So this is actually ranked their number one park so far.
Now, you say beach, but it's not Antigua. This is not the Caribbean. How warm is the water?
The water is quite cold. I've only actually dipped my own toes in. The kids were fairly brave. They got their floaties on and went out and paddled around. But thank goodness it's a warm day, because I don't think they would have gotten in that far had it not been. So,
right.
Yeah, it's definitely chilly.
Pretty chilly. What have been the highlights so far? You mentioned the fact that prior to coming to Sleeping Giant Provincial Park, you'd seen a number of fine sights. Tell us a bit
we
more.
We did. Yeah, I guess we started off in Lindsay because we went to look at a puppy, and then from there we went to Kildare Provincial Park, which is just north of Parry Sound. And for me, geographically, that was the most stunning park. The views were spectacular. The rock formations that you can go on were fantastic. So certainly the best views from there. The kids were a little bit put off about that park, because since you drive in, it says "I break for snakes," and it's the homeland of the Massasauga rattlesnake. And there's also active bears in the park. So they were kind of freaked out that first night. Definitely didn't rank as their favorite.
Right. I would imagine so.
For those two reasons. But some of the listeners actually wrote in to say, to give us some suggestions about places to stop. So as we got onto Lake Superior, Batchewana Bay was one of them, Pancake Bay, and then Lake Superior Provincial Park. And the landscapes just kept getting better. So from Batchewana Bay, there wasn't a soul because the weather had just cleared. But, you know, gorgeous sand beach for 2 kilometers in each direction was super. Then we got to Pancake Bay, and that was just that much better. It was whiter sand, a little bit of a dune behind. And then we got just that much farther down the road and got into Lake Superior Provincial Park and, you know, stopped at the visitor center and went out to the beach. And it was it's absolutely the most spectacular scenery we've seen so far, in that it kind of looked like the West Coast. The beach was, you know, white and rocky, and the clouds were hanging low on the trees, and we knew we wanted to stop there for the night. And we got this most fabulous sight right on the beach, the last one right on the beach. And that was probably the highlight, both of what we saw. I mean, Kildare was great. But what was really neat is we met some folks there who were in for the weekend from Sault Ste. Marie. And so Nancy, Joanne, and Jane were there with their lovely families. And Nancy and her husband are from Newfoundland. And so they showed us some real, you know, Newfoundlander hospitality for sure. And we had fun hanging out at their campsite. And unfortunately, we're missing their jigs dinner the next night. But that was really fun to hook up with them.
Now, Andrea, I have 4 sisters, and recently we went on a vacation together, and sometimes we have our conflicts. How are your kids holding up? Are they getting along?
Wow, this was kind of a transition week. We've had definitely had our share of bickering. Yeah. It's my nerves were a little bit frayed a couple of days, and then I realized, you know, just take a deep breath.
Is there a theme?
Kind of ride it out a bit.
Andrea, is there a theme to the bickering? Because often there is. Is there like one kind of pet peeve that one sibling has, or?
I don't know. We seem to have the most trouble around transition. So when you got in and got out of the van,
yeah.
And so that was just, they just seemed to get a bit worked up, or somebody was crying, or somebody was screaming, or you didn't hold my hand.
Or he's a baby, or she's a baby, or she's annoying.
You know, they were kind of generic. generic stuff. I'd like to say it was more exciting than it wasn't, but it's very cute because my friend Jill gave me a mother's emergency kit, and so Jill, if you're listening, I have eaten all the chocolate. I started on the Tylenol the very first day. I think my package is almost, you know, finished. Thank you very much for the earplugs. I completely forgot to pack those, and I haven't drinking the little bottle of alcohol yet, but I'm sure that's coming.
Well, Andrea, inquiring minds want to know how you are doing. We were talking about your, I don't want to call it plight, but your condition this afternoon. How are you holding up?
It's not too much of a plight. You know what? I've managed to have a couple of cafe lattes sitting on the beach looking at the gorgeous scenery in the mornings. That's been really great. I sat down today and did some reading, which was really spectacular as the kids kind of paddled around. And it's getting better. You know what? I think we got over the hump yesterday, and it's definitely getting better as everybody gets used to the routine. And I think what I've discovered is the best thing to do is get the kids involved as much as possible. So giving them tasks to do, things to do in setup and takedown seems to make their lives easier as well, and just get them more involved. So.
I was given a wonderful gift when I think I was about 12 or 13. I went across the country by train. I think we were on a choir trip of sorts.
Cool.
Do your kids appreciate what they're doing? Are they enjoying themselves?
I think they're enjoying themselves. Appreciation is a funny thing because I don't think adults either can appreciate things. How can I say this? Over the long term, you have a good moment and then you have a bad moment, and that's kind of life, right? Mm. And so coming on the road is no magical mystery tour. There's nothing magical that happens. It's just life on the road, and you learn to live in a slightly different way. So do I think that they'll remember this? Do I think they'll have good memories from it? I hope so. I think so. But we'll know when they're in therapy, when they're 30 or something, right? And then it'll all come out how much, you know, how rotten I was or something. I don't know.
Where are you going next?
We're heading towards my brother's, and so we're going to go through Thunder Bay tomorrow, and then we're going to keep going towards Kenora. I'm not sure where we're going to stop yet, but I'm hoping by the day after we'll get to Ethelbert, Manitoba. I had to think about that. Ethelbert, Manitoba, which is about 3 hours north of Winnipeg.
Well, hold on to that, Mickey. Keep it for Ethelbert. Okay.
Thank you. I will do that.
Okay. Thanks, Andrea.
Excellent. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye again.
Andrea Cordonnier and her four children are traveling across Canada in their van. We'll check in with her again in a week or so.